Good evening, America. Good evening, world. This is Eternal Flame News. It is 7 p.m. Eastern here in Chillicothe, Ohio. This is the JMC Ministry Studios right here coming to you live. We have a lot to cover this evening, and we're going to get right into it. We're going to talk about first things and breaking news.
Well, this isn't breaking news. This happened on the 12th.
Well, the breaking news that I want to cover is not that story. You're getting behind me, Miranda.
Well, you had it up. That's why I thought this was your
fault. Yeah, stand. Here's what we got. A lot of stuff's going on with Facebook. Everyone's saying that the offering price, the IPO, stuck about 38. There was also another lawsuit going on with that I thought was really crazy. They also say debt is now up $12,984 per household since 2011 spending deal. This is an increase of debt and first per household since the 2011 bipartisan spending bill. And the federal debt is currently $15.709 trillion, about $685 billion below the limit. Now, this is the creepy part, and this thing keeps changing, and I'm just wanting to just briefly touch a few things. Also, about this whole Kenyan-born thing going on with Obama, there's more articles coming on that. We might be covering that tomorrow on JMC Live. It's just a few things. And, of course, one of the big things, you know, the disco queen, Donna Summers, passes away. That's one of the big things we want to talk about. But, highlight for the show for this evening. Let me get into that for you. We're going to talk about a military detention law blocked by a New York judge. We'll talk about the housing campaign headquarters, protests going on, and what happened to the facility. And then the big thing we talked about, voting for who? Jesus, Romney, Obama, who? What about not getting drunk again? Or maybe you can get drunk again. What Yale researchers are doing, a stay sober pill. Then in the end of the hour, we'll talk about good Christian bells and the devil's breath. But let me talk to you about real briefly, for those of you that aren't interested in knowing, we just did a special here in the studio with Joshua Turner. It's going to be an Eternal Flame News special. We will be editing the video later tonight. It's already posted on our podcast. Joshua Turner is a good friend of mine. You'll find out more about who this young man is, what he's doing in law, and particularly the Law Harvard Review, and more. We did a good about hour or so program. You'll like it. It's where the intersection where faith and politics collide.
Yeah.
You'll find out a lot more. Miranda freaked out because
I wasn't on camera. Yeah. I could tell you as a bystander that listened to everything live as it was happening, I was just blown away. I felt like I was watching CNN or Fox News or, you know, some big, you know, big TV show, radio show.
Interesting enough.
Because the content was just that awesome.
Interesting enough, we planned this for about a week or so. Actually, for a few months, we've talked about doing this. There is a good chance this will become something regular.
Oh,
with
it definitely
our
should. I hope
and
so.
And a program again where me and Josh Turner will co-host.
I would love to have more co-hosts because I think it was an amazing thing that took place.
He's coming from the law side of things, you know, a lawyer and everything. You know, of course, getting right for the Harvard Review and everything. But our other personality that we're looking for, eventually we're going to have someone of a faith-based, more structured facility, a missionary. We're looking on some other things. There's going to be an upcoming, and I can't reveal the details, we will be going on site to a location to do some filming and interviewing with somebody who's already been seen before. So there's a lot of stuff coming down, a lot of local interviews, international interviews. We just did, and I'll let Miranda talk about it, Morality and Media, Don Hawkins.
We did a JMC Live interview with Don Hawkins, who many people will know her from her interviews on CNN, Fox News, and other news sources where she did a YouTube video complaining about seeing a man on an airplane. She was seated behind him, and he was watching porn, and she could hear it, and she stood up in her seat, she could see it, and she complained to the stewardess and everything, and they told her just ignore it. And so she took it upon herself to get it out there that, hey, this airplane company This is allowing people to view porn, and they're not stopping them.
Oh, yeah.
And you could be seated right next to them. Your child could be seated next to them, and they're not stopping them. So that's who she is. And it was a 15-minute interview Jeremy did this week for JMC Live, and it was really good. Very to the point. I mean, it just bam. Talked about a few articles, few topics that are out there dealing with porn and laws that are being passed to make it easier for pedophiles and people who like to watch child porn to view it and not even get in trouble for it. So I'll turn it back to Jeremy now.
You'll find out about how Groupon pretty much got smacked down. I'm going to say smacked around with their
King.com
stuff because of her and me and others that have posted the petition that was up. So you'll find out more about that stuff. I have all these links posted in tonight's and tomorrow's show program. But I want to cover this. It's something Josh was talking about. We're going to talk about it just briefly. I'm not going to get in all encompassing and everything, but there are schools across the nation, the United States here, this was in the azcentral.com, removing the valedictorian title. For those of you that know what a valedictorian is, it actually means several things that I want to talk to you briefly, but for those of you that are in school, it's the person that, you know, speaks at your graduation. More specifically, it's a traditional thing that's been done for several years. And to get this position is you had to have the highest GPA. Normally the first and second person normally knows. It's from the Latin valet d'assier, which means to say goodbye. And from the Latin salve d'assier, which means to say hello, which is the salutatorian. So it's goodbye, goodbye, hello. It's kind of that, you know, yin-yang type thing going on. But it was supposed to be given to someone who's predominantly the top of their class, and we talked about on the show that removing the importance of what a GPA means, it really creeps me out. Like, I'm reading in the article here about recognizing students. It says, those who support moving away from valedictorians say it saves students from obsessing over GPAs and gives schools a chance to spotlight more students at graduation for their academic achievement. Now, I have to admit, I recently, in the last few years, been to a graduation. And the people mentioned were the ones that got awards for a particular class. To say that you got the best score or did the best work for a class, you got an award. You got a scholarship, you're recommended for your community service, so on and so forth. All these different people got awards, okay? But not everyone got awards. And I'm going to say maybe the top 1%, top 5%. This thing is really crazy. They're wanting to just change what it means.
They say it puts too much pressure on kids to succeed. Too much pressure on them to get good grades.
To succeed.
Like, hello? To get too much pressure to get good grades?
You know, when I say
well, let's just let them all fail. Let's just get away, do away with the grading
system. I'm sitting there and I'm like, what in the world are we doing when...
Well, you know, I wasn't valedictorian of my graduation. But you know what? Whoever was, because I didn't go to it. That's a whole other story why I didn't go.
But you did get some kind of award for business or something.
Was for the vocational school when I was class representative of my class for the vocational school.
Yeah, instances, when you're like in the leadership of a club, like I was the former...
It was for Business Professionals of America, which is a nationally known thing. My mom even was part of that when she was in college. But the fact is, that person worked hard to be valedictorian, to be top in our class. They deserve to get up there and say a speech and encourage our class when they walked across, you know, to get their diplomas.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of competition. If we don't, that's what communism does. They take away competition. Everybody's equal. Well, it takes away people's drive to better themselves. Well, why should I be valedictorian? Why should I try to get a higher GPA? We're not getting awards for that anymore.
You know,
we're not getting recognized.
You know, when I was in school, it was called the H Award because I was from Texas and this was Huntington High School. Incidentally, and I guess by no happenstance, there's a Huntington High School here in Ohio where I live.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got an H Award for band and Bible literature. Yes, I took Bible literature in a public high school.
That isn't here.
But anyway, I got an award for that, and they had a particular program outside of the graduation for that. I didn't get nothing at graduation. I just graduated. But it's quite interesting.
And you know what?
Know.
That should be you know, pretty good. I mean, you graduated. You accomplished that.
You know.
But, I mean.
So I do not agree with removing the valedictorian salutatorian position. I do agree if you're going to get, you know, recommended for scholarships and for community service.
And you have honors.
And you're taking advanced honors and you make your 3.0, 3.5, 3.7, 3.8, whatever it is. And that's the requirement to get something. Your teachers or the community want to recognize you at your graduation. That's fine. But I think the top two people should do that. The problem is, when we start removing that and saying everybody gets an award, then you know what happens? Nobody wants to work so hard anymore. Because you already know you're going to get an award.
Well, the people that worked hard won't want to because it's not fair. And the people who never worked hard will continue not to work hard because, like, well, I get a free pass.
Mm-hmm.
That's socialism.
Yes, indeed. And speaking of something going towards socialism, Bloomberg, and you have to see this for yourself, is talking about military detention law blocked by New York judge.
Temporarily.
This is
not completely. It's temporary blocked. And this is to keep the government from detaining American citizens without any just cause. Like, they don't have to tell you why they're putting you in jail, the military detention center. They can just come and, you know, do whatever they want with you.
So, subject them to indefinite military detention for activities including news reporting, political activism, persuaded by a federal judge to temporarily block the measure. So, in other words, say something on this show, I can get arrested for it. Like, if I say, as a Christian, I don't believe in voting for...
And we will be indefinitely detained.
I could be put in jail for this.
Yeah.
And there are measures...
And this is
right
in America! This is in America where we have freedom
have
of press, freedom of speech, and they're trying to pass laws that will make us, for sitting here doing what we're doing right now, illegal, and they will put us in jail.
Since plaintiffs claim Section 1021 is vague and be read to authorize the detention based on speech and associations that are protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. Now, we keep going further into this argument and it keeps going. Plaintiffs' activities. The government was given a number of opportunities at the hearing and in its briefs to state unambiguously that the type of expressive and association activities engaged in by plaintiffs or others are not within the Section 1021. See, the point of this whole reading and the reason why I'm pointing this out is if we are not careful with what we call law and what we call things. I mean, yeah, military detention can happen to American civilians. But the problem is,
if they're doing,
what's defining the reason to be militarily detained? Are you being caused an immediate threat, a clear and present danger that your voice and the words and the things you're talking about is dangerous? Like on my show, I tell you guys to pray for your leaders and to see and seek out positive ways, non-afflicting, no protests. You don't have to do this. You can make calls to your senator. You can do things within legal bounds. Now, I realize, the closer we get to the end of days, that's when something like this will go completely against every Christian. Good example, the mark of the beast. Let's say our government decides to have you being chipped
in.
Enchipped.
Enchipped.
Where's my lace chips?
That's a new word.
New word. Enchipped. Enchipped, inscripted, whatever you want to call it. Anyway. I'm just trying to make you guys laugh, okay?
You made me.
Because this is very serious, but you got to understand. Stick with me on this. Now, here's the deal. If our government decides to say RF technology will be used for medical and criminal regular tracking to replace Social Security numbers, you will now be implanted with the Social Security number. If you as an American citizen say no, and I on this show tell you don't take it, and this law passes, I can be arrested for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
The argument will be Christians will go across the globe and say, well, Jeremy, that's not the mark of the beast. That's just Social Security number on your arm. It doesn't require you to go buy any food.
If they're forcing you to take it, then that's a problem. And, you know, it's starting with the healthcare mandate. Mm-hmm. They're trying to force Americans to purchase health care. Never in the history of America has the government ever tried to force their people to purchase something and say, if you do not purchase this, we will put you in jail.
Oh, yeah.
That's a scary thought. That's just one step heading towards the mark of the beast.
Oh, yeah. And then on another route, we have these protesters rushing into the Obama campaign headquarters in Chicago. This is on the Chicago Tribune. And this is why businesses are shutting down and putting up plywood on the windows. There's barbed wire fences and other fencing, gated places, because it's already been shown George Soros, Occupy, Anonymous, they're all saying we need to shut down NATO and expose what's really going on. Where there might be something really going on, may be true. The point of the matter is, this chaos theory is going to cause a bigger problem. You're going to destroy businesses, cause them to lose money, cause them to not be able to work, and then you're going to try and overthrow a government and not do it the right way. The problem is, people are sick and tired of how the government's working. I understand people's frustration, but this is not the logical way of getting something done. There's other options. You do not go and just say, I'm going to sit here, I'm going to sit right here, and I'm not getting up till you give me what I want. Do you think someone's going to listen to you?
No. If you're not willing to work for what you want, and put a little effort into it.
You know, if you're not
calling the Bible even says,
I understand.
God will help those who help themselves. I mean, you do have to help yourself.
You know, you have to put this in perspective on what you should or should not do. And that's the problem that we're faced with. And now we're looking at being faced with something else. There's an evangelist. This is posted on the Christian Post. Hopefully this will work and not crash, because it looks like it's about to crash. Evangelist urges Christians to vote for Jesus, not Obama or Romney or Ron Paul or anyone else. Some people take this as a literate fill-in-the-blank Jesus Christ to be the president of the United States.
A literate. Literate.
Not illiterate. the point that I'm seeing with this is that's what he literally wants to do. An exclusive interview with the Post, and this guy, Keller, wants people to make a statement by writing the word Jesus on their ballots instead of choosing lesser of the two evils. Now, I've also mentioned, you know, and we mentioned this on Joshua, he says to go ahead and just, we all need to unite as Republicans and vote for Romney. I say, I realize there's going to be two people showing up very soon to express what it means to be a president, and they're going to come out and get endorsed. There's possibly Gary Johnson and then someone else, maybe Ron Paul staying in, but there's going to be several people.
No, Ron Paul has said
he's in, but he's out. It's really weird what he's doing. No one really knows. But the point is, when you get your ballot, there's going to be more than two names on this ballot. A lot of people are going to want to vote for these other two, which takes away votes from the main two. And the question is, if you took all the Christians and you wrote down Jesus on a ballot, and I've asked this question before, what would happen if everybody voted for neither party? And that's what you wrote. 89% of Americans say, I want neither party. Do you know what they would probably do? Redistribute the vote like they did in, what was it, Wisconsin or somewhere, where they had a neither party vote for the Democrat and they split it evenly and then did another thing. That's what would happen. This is why I think it's almost a fallacy of even putting Jesus' name on there, because I realize not all Christians are going to do it. That's the problem. Even if we did, Jesus himself can't physically get elected, but Jesus can be represented. And I know many liberals will throw this verse at me. Well, you need to pray for your leaders, because Christ has ordained all leaders regardless of who they are. I understand that. But at the same point, we as Christians have a responsibility on who to vote for. Did you understand that? And if you're going to say, well, Christ just ordains whoever's going to be there, then you're saying Christ takes the whole free will equation out of that. Christ doesn't take the free will equation out of that. He allows this stuff to happen daily. pain and suffering, elections, all this stuff, daily, on all sorts of things. And if you don't get your head out of the sand, you're going to allow things just to keep happening. Mm-hmm. That's what it talks about in the end of days, that Christians will become dumb and stupid and stop caring about the Bible and start becoming lovers of the world and not wanting to stand up for truth anymore. I wonder what that looks like. And then on to something that
I think this
boggles
is gonna,
my mind.
I think this is going to encourage people to drink more and basically kill themselves.
Yeah, this
in my
is CBS Connecticut.
Because if you take this pill, how are you going to know when
Wait,
to stop?
Let's get the viewers caught up on here. They don't know what I'm talking about yet.
Well, I was giving a preview.
Pill. Yeah, pills. Just what we need. More pills, right? Never get drunk again. Yale researchers developing a stay sober pill. It's supposed to weaken some of the effects of alcohol on the brain. So in other words, you're not going to feel that you're drunk.
You're not going to know how much you've drank.
You're not going to
so
know how much
you're drinking.
Drank. Okay, a good example is there's a couple of the pills out to help you with your detoxing, Suboxone and all that stuff. And here in Ohio, what happens, particularly with the people that have taken this drug, is they'll start taking other drugs, those that are highly addicted. And then they die because they don't know when to stop because they don't have any. That's what's going to happen here. There don't have any side effects. You know, it'd be one thing if it
there's
was a pill.
There is a reason you get drunk because your body's saying you've had too much.
But on the positive of this, let's say you're highly drunk and you need to come off alcohol because you're extremely addicted. In a medically 3 to 12 day medical stay at a rehab, you could be legally prescribed this pill to help you detox from alcohol. I don't think the general population should be given this pill. Here you go. Have at it. Because it's going to mess with people's brains.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to mess with how everything is supposed to properly run. This is the problem that we keep running into time in and again, and people just don't seem to understand what needs to happen. And Miranda, what are your thoughts on what do you think the problem is when it comes to this pill? Like, what do you think we should have? I mean, do you think I'm right?
Well, it says in the article that it is to try to help people, heavy drinkers, wean off alcohol.
Yeah.
But that's good. But the first thing I thought was, oh, wow, that just gives people an excuse to drink more. Honestly. I mean,
to drink more. I mean, you're completely right. To drink more.
I didn't think when I read that article, the whole thing, I didn't think, oh, this is really going to be specifically used to get people to stop drinking. No. I honestly thought this is going to get people to drink more so that they can drink more because they won't feel the effects of it, and then they'll end up dying of alcohol poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I honestly thought.
I honestly think you're completely right because we keep getting to these points where people aren't waking up to the realities. It would be one thing if it would make it where there would be not just minimize the side effects of the negativity of an alcoholic conniption within your stomach, you know, making you sick and all that stuff, and it would eradicate it. I mean, that would be quite interesting to see how that would work. But no, it's supposed to just not make you feel the side effects while it continually is, you know, destroying your inner being. And I don't feel any bit of good when it comes to how this actually works, because I'm worried that as we continually fall to the wayside with weird and wacky crazy things, it's not putting us in any good position. And if you think this is the best thing since sliced bread. You got a problem.
Why? I honestly think, you know, to come off alcohol, you just sleep it off.
Well, in some cases, yes.
Majority of the time, yes, you just sleep it off. You get a hangover. We don't want people to feel hangovers anymore. Well, let's get them off nicely. Dadgum! No! Let them feel how horrible it is! So that they know, oh, I don't want to do this again. It's like Bill, you know, if you've ever seen this, Bill Cosby, he talks about people going out and having a good time. They've worked hard all week, and he's like, I'm going out, and I'm going to have a good time. And they go out, and they get drunk to the point, and they're throwing up. And he says, I can understand if you're a kid, and you're curious, and you drink and drink, and then you throw up. He says, but grown people go out and do this all the time. He says, I never understand that. You know, why do you want to drink yourself to the point where you put your head in a place that was not meant for, that was not made for your head, and you're throwing up in the toilet, and you're holding on to the bowl?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let people feel the effects of their choices. I think that's the point. We want to cuddle people, say, well, don't let them feel. I honestly think this pill is just another excuse.
You really do think it's an excuse?
I do. I really do. I think it's an excuse so that they don't have to feel the consequences of their choices.
Don't have to feel the consequences of your choices. Now, how does that look like, America? What does that sound like to you? We're not going to have to feel the consequences of our choices. That sounds like exactly what the devil wants to do. You know, keep redefining what truth means. Like we talked about in the Dawn Hawkins interview about pornography, and she did a debate with a sadomasochism erotic writer who actually is involved with all this stuff, and you can kind of sit back and you get taken back about how in the world does all this work.
The one thing that truly we can use as an example is abortion. Abortion is a way for women to not have to deal with the consequences of having sex out of marriage.
Yeah.
They just get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
They take a pill or they go. Yeah, they take a pill to get rid of that baby. And now you can take a pill to not be drunk anymore. You take a pill to not feel the effects of this. It just leads up to the way society is going. I can do whatever I want and it's okay. Because there's a pill for that. And to me, if honestly they find a cure for AIDS, I truly believe, I mean, there needs to be a cure for AIDS, because there are a lot of people out there who got AIDS not because they had extramarital affairs and they slept with, you know, they had homosexual relationships, but it was because of blood transfusion, something like that. Passed down, they were born with it too. Parents passed it down. That's where we need a cure for, but the moment we give a cure for AIDS, people are going to just go, in my opinion, go nuts and just have sex more and more, because there's not a consequence for their actions. More and more, there's a cure for majority of STDs. STDs. You get an STD. Oh, you can go to the... I can keep sleeping around because there's a pill for that. I can get that cured up right away.
And we're not saying, you know, there shouldn't be a cure for something.
No, I'm not saying there is. There's a there should be a cure for things like that. Because some people get STDs because it wasn't their fault. Their husband went and slept with a hooker or something, which we've seen that happen. And they contracted an STD, and then they went home and gave it to their wife. A wife who had no idea her husband had been doing that. So now she's scarred for life because of the choices of her husband. Mm-hmm. She was an innocent victim.
Shut that down for me.
It is shut down, Jeremy.
Actually, still on.
Just, it's not on.
But yeah, we had a little glitch with the live stream player for those of you that were in the chat.
We're having a lot of problems
with this new update. I tried to reinstall it, so hopefully that fixes some of the issues with it.
So, let's move on. We're half past the hour. So, ABC, this is good news for Christians especially. ABC is canceling their controversial Good Christian Bells, which originally was named Good Christian Female Dogs, without saying the B word, series. ABC has canceled its freshman series with the controversial title GCB, which some believed mock Christians.
Yeah, and
what? Can you scroll down so I can finish reading? Mocked Christians as it failed to attract enough viewership. That's why there are not enough people watching it. Well, why would you want to watch something like that? ABC has officially passed an ordering second season of four series, including GCB, which is based on the Kim Gatlin's novel Good Christian Female Dogs, B word, and centers on a newly widowed woman who moves back with her family to the upscale Dallas, Texas neighborhood where she grew up, according to TVLine.com. There's other TV shows ABC is getting rid of because nobody's watching them. Mm-hmm. Majority of stuff that's out there is just not even worth watching. I don't miss cable. I do not. I don't even miss regular antenna because this is on regular antenna, regular TV you get with an antenna. Why do we want to watch this stuff? And if this is great, it hasn't even been on a year, just a few months, and it's being shut down. Praise the Lord, because you know they're depicting Christians in a horrible light. I mean, if people watch this show, we don't act like that. We don't go around acting and gossiping and causing drama in the neighborhood and sleeping. Well, one preview I saw showed this woman attempting to have sex with someone in the church.
And you wonder why it's canceled, huh?
Yeah. So that's some good news. And then,
You want to know why these shows get put on here? Because somebody has expressed some form of an interest in doing that. I know there are people that are actors.
Oh, there are people. There are people out there that do that, yes.
There are musicians and there are actors. And the problem is that I've talked to the entertainment industry world that I've worked with in ministry. As a lot of them said, well, I don't see a good example of a Christian. So no wonder this program is on.
Yeah. That most people in the world look at the church and they're like, why do I want to go to church with a bunch of hypocrites? I have heard that time and time again. And I can't really blame them. If the church is not imitating Jesus, then why in the world would anybody want to come to your building? Mm-hmm. That's honestly all it is. If you're acting like that, it's just a building. That is not God's house. Because God doesn't allow things like that to happen in his house. And,
Wow.
Yeah. I have been hurt more by people in the church, church people, as my grandma calls them, than people outside of the church. People who are atheists and other religions have been nicer to me and just common courtesy and respect than people in the church. And I'm a Christian. I'm there to worship the same God that you say you're worshiping. What's the deal? And it's horrible. So, yeah, I mean, some of the stuff they showed in the show has probably happened, but why do we always have to focus on the negative? There are so many more good things the church is doing than bad.
And I think that's something
that's for anything. And
see, that's one of the things we've been trying to do with our interview series is we've tried to find a balance between, you know, interviewing like Morality and Media, but also talking about like Pastor Foote and his story. Or talking about the ex-porn stars and the ex-Wiccans and so on and so forth and the upcoming interviews that we'll be showing. We want to be able to show you that, yeah, there might be some bad things in the world and we might cover some things in the show, but you also want to say something good like this, mm-hmm. that this was stopped. That yeah. being a Christian and standing up for your faith is something you could directly do.
And it makes a difference.
It totally does. Now, I'm really apprehensive sharing the next article for some of the people that I know may watch this program. But
at the same time, people need to know about this because it is dangerous.
This was on the Mail UK, and this is something that was normally found in the FBI, CIA, Secret Service world where it was the truth drug. Mm-hmm. You would get shot it, take a pill, and you'd be detained, and you couldn't lie. Well, it's from Colombia, and it's called the Devil's Breath. It can block free will, wipe your memory, and even kill you if you take too much. It's called scopolamine. or scopolamine, or however you want to say it. But anyway.
It is often blown into faces of victims or added to drinks. Within minutes, victims are like zombies, coherent but with no free will. Scroll on a little bit. Some victims report emptying bank accounts to robbers or helping them pillage their own house.
Exactly.
Can you scroll down?
I can't because it's froze. But that's the point of this thing. And
there's a documentary. But if you're watching the archive show, you need to click the link below on this article because there's a whole documentary about this drug and how dangerous it is. There's a man who is interviewed and he had this drug used on him and he woke up the next morning and his house was empty and his neighbor said. And the guy said, "Did you see who robbed my house?" And she says, "No." She goes, "Last night you were with some buddies, and I thought you were moving out of your house." No, these guys used this drug on him, and he helped them rob his house.
Yeah, and that's the point, you know. When it gets down to this moment of truth, and understanding. These things, as a parent, as someone who may be in school, and they are attacking this because that keeps going up. Someone who's in school and whatnot, you have to understand that you must be careful of where you are in your surroundings, because when you're not, it puts you in a strange position to not understand what truth means, and not understand. That things keep changing who and what you are and where you're about. Because when these situations keep coming in your life and...
What situations are that?
Situations of where you're in a dangerous situation, where you're not paying attention, where you left your drink, or... When you're in what surroundings of people you've been around and all these different things, you need to be aware of your surroundings. You need to be aware of the people around because this normally happens with someone you know. This sometimes happens to people you don't know. And
majority of the time, it's going to, well, like they said, somebody could just, you'd be walking down the street, somebody just blow this stuff in your face. You know, they could just randomly pick anybody on the street and just blow this stuff in your face and you inhale it and you're gone. And, so yeah, it's wow. That's all I can say is wow.
Because like I'm looking at this right here and I'm pulling up the screen and I'm showing this to you because you got to realize this plant, as pretty as these wonderful white flowers are, a drug that can do this to somebody is very dangerous and you must wake up. You must understand that this is something that you do not want. This is something you need to be very careful of, because if these things come at you and all this stuff happens, it really is dangerous, and it's really something you have to be careful about, because when these times and places come, someone's going to get hurt real bad. And I'm praying that this doesn't become something really extremely crazy, like how like crack cocaine and all that has in the United States. This is why the Coast Guard and other people are still trying to fight the war on drugs, because there's things out here that are quite dangerous, there's a lot more I could go into this.
And the other thing too, they could mix this drug with cocaine and marijuana. I'm sure they can mix it with other drugs. I mean, it's a very scary thought, and we need to be educated on what is out there and how to protect ourselves.
Yes, you need to be completely prepared on what we're doing in society and how we can move beyond these different circumstances as things like this keep coming, as places keep trying to attack us and so on and so forth. I pray for Colombia. I pray for the rest of the world that, you know, this gets stopped. You know, as far as I'm concerned, burn the plant down. Get rid of it. It shouldn't exist. It's too dangerous.
No, it is dangerous.
What do you think?
I agree. But, like marijuana, we keep burning it, but people keep making it. Like the poppy plant, you know, poppy fields.
Mm-hmm.
in the Middle East. You know, they're harvesting that stuff like crazy to make cocaine.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's a never-ending battle against evil in the world.
Yes, it is.
And people keep saying, well, we need to just end the fight on drugs. We need to legalize everything. Well, if we do, look, we're going to legalize stuff like this. I mean, it's just dangerous. So then when somebody's raped and beaten and robbed, well, they can't be held accountable because it's illegal. Think about that. It's legal. And,
legal.
Yeah. The more we legalize stuff, the less rights we're going to have and the less protection we're going to have.
And see, that's the problem here. This all comes back down to law. And what can America do? Well, we can send the Coast Guard and the FBI and the DEA and all sorts of people to Colombia and try and stop those that have in possession this plant. But the plant itself is not a problem.
It's the way it's just being used.
You know, the marijuana plant itself is not the problem. It's what you do with it. So there's these weird fine laws and regulations of what you can, cannot do. So you got to be careful with how this works and careful in the direction these things go. So you have to stay tuned throughout the next coming weeks. We'll try and get some more things posted on this. This has been Eternal Flame News for 5/18/2012. I'd like to thank everyone for coming tonight. The podcast will be posted here shortly. I'm going to be working on figuring out what's going on with the live stream. We'll see you tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, for James Live. God bless.
Yes, goodbye.